We do have a couple texts that we will get to in a moment, but we'll save that for the long segment on the backside of the news, because in this time we want to talk about three ways that you've identified to kill your fruit tree. So this is more like, this is the warning segment. Here's three things you don't do if you want successful fruit trees in the desert.
Exactly. In fact, this past season, what I do is I educate. That's really what my fruit tree program is about, is giving classes and helping people be successful at growing fruit trees in the yard. Because my favorite thing to plant is a fruit tree, because you plant it once, it'll make fruit for decades or even more than that. So three main things that I've identified that people do to kill your fruit trees. Now, listen up out there. You all are going to be listening to this list, and it's like, oh, I did that, or oh, I did that. I have solutions, so don't despair. So way number one to kill your fruit trees is plant them in a very hot microclimate with a lot of gravel or dirt around. That just, basically what you do is you cook your tree that way. And I tell people, go out in August and stand where you want to plant your fruit tree and tell me if you want to spend any time at all there. You know, you might spend 5 or 10 minutes out there. But basically what I see so often is that people plant them in these very warm microclimates, and you cook the tree. They just suffer, they struggle along, they don't ever thrive. So that's number one, don't plant in gravel or straight dirt. You need to do something to mitigate that. We'll talk about that in a minute. The second way is to plant in grass, planting in a lawn. Lawns, absolutely, especially Bermuda, will outcompete your fruit tree.
I think Bermuda outcompetes everything.
Everything. Exactly. So you have
to
mitigate.
That's the cockroach of the plant world.
Right, exactly. So you have to mitigate for that. Again, we'll talk about that in a minute. And then the third way to kill your fruit trees, put them on drip irrigation. And really, this is the third way to kill most any tree. Because with drip irrigation, you get a gallon per hour, three times a week. And it's all located in one small area around the tree. This is the reason that you, when in the summertime during storms, you go, you know, you drive through the city and you see all these trees knocked down, is because they're on drip irrigation. The root systems aren't going deep. When we're planting our trees, we need to water deep so that the roots go deep. Drip irrigation doesn't do that. So the solution for all three of these is what I call my 6-6 rule. And the 6-6 rule, it's a rule. This, you want to do this to every single one of your fruit trees. And honestly, I tell people to do this to every single one of your trees. And that's put a 6-foot diameter basin with at least 6 inches of woody mulch around the tree. Now, go get your measuring tape out. Measure out 6 feet so that it's at least 6 feet and at least 6 inches. And what you're adding to that basin around the tree is lots and lots and lots of woody mulch. And you'll want to refresh that woody mulch multiple times a year, at least twice a year, I tell people to, you know, add another 2 or 3 or 4 inches of woody mulch at least twice a year. Here's what that woody mulch is doing. In your hot area, in your gravel area, it's adding an insulation layer for the roots. It's holding on to and absorbing water like a sponge, and it's making incredible soil. And your job as an urban farmer is to make healthy soil for your plants. I had something really interesting happen recently, and a friend of mine came by the house, and I picked some of those pink Caracara navels, the ones I gave you earlier today. I gave her some pink Caracara navels, and she took them home and texted me a few hours later, and she said, oh my gosh, what are these? I said, they're Caracara navels. She said, they can't be Caracara navels. I've eaten them before. They don't taste like this. I said, they do taste like this coming out of my yard, because I've spent the last many years creating.
Lost count 10 years ago.
There you go. I've spent the last many years creating absolutely incredible soil, healthy soil, underneath my trees. And when you have healthy soil in your gardens and underneath your fruit trees, it makes more nutrient-dense food that tastes better. This is how we get peaches that, when you bite into them, they make your toes tingle and they splash all the way down the front of your shirt because the juices are that rich coming out of it. And that's creating really healthy soil around the base of your trees. And you start with my 6-6 rule. Now, remember I talked about urban orcharding earlier. One of the guidelines in urban orcharding is that we want to keep our trees small. That's a guideline. This is a rule. You do this to every single one of your trees, and your trees, including the non-fruit trees, are absolutely going to thrive.
The 6-6 is the rule.
Yep.
Keeping it small is a guideline.
Yes.
Okay.
Exactly. So what to plant in the hole when you're planting a tree? This is the other really important piece. Remember I said that our job is to create healthy soil around our plants. So I've heard some nurseries and some nurserymen say that they want that you want to plant your trees in 100% native soil. Here's what I know to be true. Our 100% native soil has less than 1% organic matter in it, and it has virtually no life in it. So if you're planting in that, that is not healthy soil to make your trees thrive, or your garden thrive for that matter. So the solution to that is also simple. Another rule, you want to, when you plant your trees, you want to use 60% organic matter. We're working with Tanks, Green Stuff down in Tucson, and they've made Farmer Greg's planting mix. And sounds like we're going to cover this after the break.
Yeah. Farmer Greg's planting mix from Tanks Green Stuff out of Tucson. I can't wait to hear more. That's a great company.
Yeah, I'm very happy with them. Good group of people.
Quick news break, and we'll be back with urban farmer Greg Peterson right here on Rosie on the House.